Now will you notice verse 3? Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands. Now, let me change that a little. It'll be the better translation, I think, at least give us a better understanding. Since Jesus knew that the Father had given all things into His hands, that He was come from God, and that He's going to God. Now, that's reiterated, restated, that what He's doing is because He's returning back to the Father, and that's important, because I believe He's washing feet today. I think that is His ministry. Now, notice what it says here. He riseth from supper and laid aside His upper garments. He didn't become nude. That's not the thought here. He laid aside His upper garments, that is, that robe that He wore, and He took a linen cloth. Our translation says towel. And frankly, there were no Canaan towels in that day. That's what I think of when I think of a towel. And this was just a linen cloth. And He took a linen cloth and girded Himself. Now, He's going to do a very strange thing. After that, He poureth water into a basin, and He began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel or the linen cloth wherewith He was girded. Now, this is a strange thing that He's doing. He takes the place of a servant. He never relinquished that place, by the way. And I think that He's girded today with the towel of service, that linen cloth of service, in which today He still washes the feet of those that are His own. And He did this because He loves His own right on through to the end. You remember when we were studying the book of Exodus, and back in the 21st chapter, there was the law concerning a Hebrew servant, that if he served his master well the seventh year, he could go out free. But if he had, during that time, he'd taken a wife and he had children, and the master says, you can go out free, but your wife and children can't. They're my slave. And he said, well, I love them, and I won't go out. I want to stay with them. And then the master would back him up to a doorpost and bore his ear through with an awl. Actually, that's translated later on as he was crucified. And the Lord Jesus came down to this earth, took upon Himself our humanity, made in the likeness of a servant, and He took that character. And He did it because He loved us, and He died on a cross that He might provide salvation for us, and He's identified with us. What a wonderful position that is, and what a wonderful relationship that is. And He did that because He wants to have fellowship with us. And we are today to recognize that we are His servants, and that the day's coming. We're told that we're going to sit down with Him, and He's going to serve us even in the future. That's going to be an unusual thing, is it not? Now, will you notice that He's going now to cleanse those that are His own, and we see it in His washing of Simon Peter. He cometh to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Now there are those, you know, that attempt to say that all that you have here is just an example of humility. Well, friends, I think that they would have got that message, but the Lord said to Simon Peter, what I'm doing thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. And I very frankly believe that there's more here than that. Now, there are others that will say that it's an example for us, because we're told in verse 14, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye ought also to wash one another's feet. And they practice it. And I have no objection to that. The late Dr. Louis Bauman here in Southern California heard me on this chapter And he sent word to me that he said, I agree with everything that you said. I believe there's a great spiritual meaning here that you might miss, by the way. And we don't want to miss that. It's very important to get that.